loving life in Lincolnshire.
25 past seven now. I don't know if you have a flutter on the horses, or maybe you bet on footy matches and have an accumulator or something like that. Maybe you don't even go into the bookies anymore and get your slip and all that malarkey. You just do it online or do it on an app. That's how a lot of people bet now. How about this? Have you heard this about this Lincolnshire guy who thought he had won 1.7 million? He was using a mobile gambling platform run by Betfred. But then he was told, oh, there was a software glitch and the prize money wasn't going to be paid to him. This is Andrew Green from Lincoln. He started legal action to get the money he says he's entitled to.
I answered the call and it was somebody from Betfred's head office at Gibraltar and asked me who I was, logged into my account, took my password and everything, and says, you won the jackpot. I says, yes, that's correct. And he says, just to inform you that we've had the game checked out by Playtech, the software provider, and we won't be paying you because there was a glitch in the game. I was just gobsmacked. I was just total disbelief.
Describe that feeling. How did it feel just to have that all cast in doubt?
Well, gut-wrenching. It was just just unbelievable. Just felt like I'd been kicked, you know, just ripped me insides out sort of thing. And, you know, this is wrong. Even if there is such a thing as a malfunction, a glitch, that's not my fault.
That's what Peter had to say. Let me just tell you what Betfred said. Betfred said in the statement, we love to pay out all our jackpot winners, both big and small. Unfortunately, and as Mr. Green is aware, a new game released by Playtech, a leading game supplier of ours, suffered a software malfunction in January this year and no legitimate jackpot win occurred. Given that Mr. Green is currently exploring his legal options, it would be inappropriate for us to comment further. Let's speak to his solicitor, Peter Coyle. He's live with us on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. A lot of people do this online. They think if they won the jackpot, they're going to win. Is there some kind of terms and conditions, that bit that no one reads, where it says this can happen, Peter?
Hi, good morning. Yes, there is. In this case, there are terms and conditions that say that if there's a glitch of any type, then that can void a payout. But that, interestingly, wouldn't be allowed under UK consumer law. But Betfred's terms and conditions are governed by the laws of Gibraltar.
Ah, so this is where your challenge comes in. I mean, I do the accumulator and I've never known what happens if you win big, whether someone rings you or it just appears in your account. I can only imagine. But I never read those terms and conditions. If you sign up to the app and you tick the box even without reading it, then isn't that just tough?
It is and it isn't. I mean, I'm a lawyer and I don't read the terms and conditions either. So we're all.
If you don't, there's no hope for us.
Absolutely, there's no hope at all. But I think it's fairly extraordinary when you pick up your papers. There are adverts from Betfred. You walk down the high street. There are shops. There are our tellies, the radios. You're playing. You know, Andrew was playing in Lincoln. I think everyone would expect to be betting with Betfred or whoever it might be, you know, under the laws of the UK. So it's quite extraordinary that when you actually look at the small print, that's not happening at all.
I mean, is this going to be a case that could have implications for the whole betting industry, depending what happens?
Yeah, well, I think it could, because I've only been dealing with Betfred, but if you through my research, you can see that Coral, William Hill, all of the big betting companies are all based in Gibraltar and all have the same terms and conditions. So, yeah, if we can win this case, then it will have ramifications throughout the whole industry.
We shall watch with interest. Good to speak to you. Peter Coyle is the solicitor representing Andrew from Lincoln, who thought he'd won 1.7 million, only to be told, sorry, no, there was a bit of a glitch. That doesn't count. You're not going to get your money.
The Breakfast Show with Scott Dalton
on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.